It is, in other words, we might say, the holiness of the holy things, or we might say the holy itself, which is what it is to be holy, relative to the many individual holy things which just, as it were, happen to be holy. And in general, we might think of the essential nature as the exness or the ex itself, which makes the things that are ex, ex. We'll see later on, in both Plato and Aristotle, that this is an incredibly rich concept, this concept of form, the concept of an inner nature by virtue of which something is whatever it is we describe it as being. It's a simple concept, and yet we'll see it's an incredibly complicated and at the same time an incredibly rich concept. What is it by virtue of which the thing that is a book and not something else? Well, that, whatever it is, that's the form of a book. And so we're going to be looking at this notion of form, both in Plato and Aristotle, and revealing it to be a very central and hardworking notion within their ontological vocabulary. That is to say, within the vocabulary of their concern with the nature of being, of what it is for things to be what they are. So in one sense, that's very easy to say. That is, it's very easy to say that the form of some entity is that principle by virtue of which the entity is whatever it is. But getting clear about just what's involved, getting clear, for example, about what exactly is the relationship between the ex itself or exness and the many ex things, getting clear about the question of whether the ex itself is ex in the same way that the ex things are, is the large by virtue of which the many large things are large, is it itself large? And is the small, small? And is the beautiful, beautiful? And the ugly, ugly? These prove to be enormously difficult questions, and questions that Plato is both intelligently and wittily concerned with. One of the most difficult questions that we might ask, though, about the form is this, and it's a question that relates directly to the enterprise as I've described it in these opening pages of the dialogue, the Euthyphro. How could a definition articulate the essence that they're after? That is, here's what Socrates seems to want according to the dialogue. He says, tell me what the holy itself is. Well, how could it be that any one account in a finite string of words, even if they're Greek words, how could it capture the essential nature of holiness? In one of the subsequent dialogues that we'll talk about later, the dialogue called the Phaedo, Socrates jokes about this difficulty. There he says that it is the beautiful by virtue of which the many beautiful things are beautiful. It's quite lovely the way he phrases it in Greek. To kalo, to kala, kala eisin. By the beautiful are the many beautiful things beautiful. And he says, I'm distrustful of anyone who gives any other kind of an answer. That is, anyone who tries to explain what it is by virtue of which the beautiful things are beautiful other than by virtue of beauty or the beautiful itself. Well, that's very nice, but suppose that in this dialogue Euthyphro had answered simply to Socrates, well, holiness is that by virtue of which the many holy things are holy. There, does that satisfy you? Well, yes, it would, but it's not very helpful, is it? Because we already know formally that holiness is that formal feature of holy things by virtue of which they are said to be holy. But what we're really asking is, how do you articulate that? How do you explain or how do you make out what it is for something to be holy? We want to have an understanding, in other words, of the essential nature, and yet it's not clear how any particular piece of language could give us that understanding. Furthermore, we might want to know, how can Socrates claim not to know? How can Socrates, in fact, claim not to have the understanding that he claims not to have if he's engaged in this dialogue? Perhaps this claim on Socrates' part, or a claim that Plato gives to Socrates, is a fiction, either on Socrates' part or on Plato's part. Is there really, in other words, a definition that is the favored definition that Socrates has or that Plato has waiting in the wings, waiting to be brought out? And that question, in turn, is connected with the question, well, what's wrong with each of these accounts? That is, we saw that Euthyphro gives a series of answers to the question, what is it for a holy action to be holy? Or a series of answers to the question, what is the essential form of holiness? First he says it's this, then this, then this. And at each juncture and every time Socrates seems to find something wrong with the accounts, what is it that he finds wrong? Clearly, it's not going to be the case that there's any one thing wrong with all the definitions, but it might help us to see what it is that Socrates is looking for if we try to figure out what it is about the definitions that he finds unsatisfactory.